She spins and she sways to whatever song plays, without a care in the world. And I'm sitting here wearing the weight of the world on my shoulders. It's been a long day and there's still work to do. She's pulling at me saying, Dad, I need you. There's a ball at the castle and I've been invited.
Well, our prayers go out to the Chapman family.
Yes.
If you've been under a rock and you haven't heard, Stephen Curtis Chapman's daughter died this week. Or by the time you hear this, it'll be last week, last Thursday. And we especially want to pray for them. She was 5 years old and she got ran over by her brother. Basically, she was behind the SUV and he didn't see her and he backed out and she didn't live. So we especially want to pray for him.
Yes. That's got to be hard to live with.
It's got to be hard. But it's a family with faith.
Yes.
And so there's that. We don't mourn like others do, as Paul says.
Right.
Those without hope. So we'll continue to lift them up and that they will, not struggle in their faith and the Lord will comfort them. All right. Let's see if we can pull out of the steep dive I've set us into.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down.
Let's start over. There we go.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind.
You don't get down into like any podcast. That's like professional podcast.
Yeah, only do they turn up the volume.
Oh, sure. You know, like,
how slow of a learner are you?
To me, it's like this is an audition for not only being a radio DJ when I grow up,
yeah,
but also producing the show at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that
you can do both.
I can do both.
Yes. And, are you going to learn quicker as you get older?
Sure. Well, okay. You know, I'm thinking my resume speaks for itself on this.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Forgets to turn up volume daily.
Yeah, I'm sure I can get $12,000 at the local AM station. No problem.
Oh, at
squirrels
least.
In the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, on today's show, we're going to talk about thank you cards.
And RSVPs.
Thank you cards. And what RSVP stands for?
I don't know.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right.
All I know about RSVP is that you're supposed to do it.
It stands for Répondez, s'il vous plaît. Répondez, s'il vous plaît. In other words,
it's
respond,
French.
Please.
Respond, please. That's what I, yeah, just please respond. We don't just put RSVP with a phone number on the card for the fun of it.
Well, I thought you did.
You respond yes or no.
Well, see, for one thing, I hate the French. Okay. Number two.
You don't even know anybody who's French. So how could you say you hate them? You don't even know. Do you know one French person?
I don't hate them individually. I hate them as a group.
Okay. It's kind of a strong statement, Mr.
Sure.
You're supposed to love our neighbor.
No, I'm just kidding. I hate their country's policies. How's that?
Do they have any?
Yes.
I mean, other than
getting into trouble and calling us to come help them bail them out?
Yeah.
No.
That's what everybody does.
And hate us in between and say bad things about us and none of us land on their airports? Yeah, that's okay. All right. Let's move on, please. So, B, I don't know what RSVP is.
It means respond, please.
But I know, what I'm saying is that we had this conversation. We sent out Helen's birthday card invitations, and it says RSVP on the bottom of it, so we'll know how much to prepare for and all that for the people showing up. But I think I was under the assumption for the last 39 and a half years that RSVP means call me if you're coming.
No.
Not call me if you're not coming.
No.
But
call me if you're coming. Call me if you're coming. Call me if you're not coming. Call me and let me know what you're doing. It's just the right, nice thing to do.
But I didn't know that.
But nobody does it anymore. They just show up. So you have no idea.
Did anybody show up that didn't RSVP?
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. She invited 19 kids.
Yes.
And 16 came.
Yes.
And 4 of them called.
But some of them had told her at school they were coming.
That's not the same. Okay. They're not the parents. The parents should call and say, yes, we're going to be there. Thank you for inviting us.
So did
I did that to 2 today. I got 2 invitations in the mail for Helen's party, called. Yes, we'll be there. Thank you. Do we need to do anything?
Did
anything special she'd like for a birthday present?
Did everybody know that?
What?
Did everybody know? Does everybody know? I'm asking the listeners out there. Does everybody know that RSVP means respond either or?
Well, I'm telling you, it does.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sure.
Is this debatable?
Apparently, people don't
think so. Is this a controversial subject?
It may be.
Maybe
people may think not, but it's the right thing to do. I mean, just think about it a second.
Maybe
if you're having a party, I don't care. You know what it's evolved to? Rudeness. That's what it's evolved to. It's evolved to, you know what? I don't really care about how much time and money you're putting into this, so I'm not going to let you know whether I'm going to be there or not. So I'm going to make you prepare for 19 people when only 2 are going to come. That's not right. You should always tell people whether you're going to come or not.
Okay.
You should always do that. Just like you should never just not show up and the person who does your hair.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just not show up. That's their time.
I know. Well,
you're
that's
stealing
rude.
Stealing their
but
time.
But that's different. You've made an appointment and then you not show up. That's rude.
Yes.
Then you're stealing their time.
Yes.
You should pay for
you
that
need
time
to call
anyway.
And if you can't make it, there's a lot of salons in Dallas that make you pay for it whether you come or not.
Well, I did that. When I missed that, when I forgot that appointment with Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
I paid half. She wouldn't let me pay the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And I was like, no, this is wrong. And so I gave her like a huge, I think I ended up paying, like with the tip that I normally give her.
Yeah,
it
you
was
paid
double.
For the whole
it
thing.
It was double.
Yeah.
And but that's not
that's
a lot of money.
That's just another pet peeve of mine.
But listen, can't we, so if RSVP isn't working, okay, obviously it's not working, and doing this show is not going to help it work.
I'm just trying to tell people who listen,
yeah.
If you're a kid,
yeah,
and you get invited somewhere, yeah. Call and let them know whether you're going to come or not. If you're an adult and your child gets an invitation, call the poor mother and tell them you're coming or not. Just say yes or no, we're coming. It takes 5 seconds. They don't want to talk to you. Just say, thank you, we got the invitation, we'd love to come.
Okay, well, sure.
Goodbye.
I'm not arguing with you, darling.
It's 20 seconds.
I'm on your side. Good grief.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
It gets on my last nerve. It's rude, and it's become a societal thing. We are rude as a society. We don't take other people's time and money and everything else into consideration. We do not consider the preciousness of others, because that's what that is. RSVPing is considering the preciousness of others.
Right. Yeah. We're
and
way
as
too
Christians, we need
ourselves.
To consider the preciousness of others. It's just the right thing to do.
So,
it's selfish not to do it. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
And
so, if RSVP isn't working,
okay,
maybe we should stop putting RSVP on the cards.
Okay.
Maybe we should put something else on the card that
like,
communicates.
Please call. Would that help? Please call me if you're going to come or not. Is that plain enough English?
Yeah, that won't work.
Okay.
Or please respond.
Or how about
please respond.
Please check. Yes, no. Call me and read it to me.
I would say if the party is on the if the party is on the 20th,
uh-huh.
And you send the cards out on like the
proper etiquette 14th. Is a week before.
Okay, the 20th, 14th.
You give them like a week and a half so they have a 13th, week to plan.
13th, 14th.
That's for just a party, kids' party.
Then I would say, please respond by and give a date to whether or not you'll be attending so I can make
plans.
Okay,
well, that's what I'll do next time.
I would just say that since RSVP isn't working and nobody knows what it means anymore, then spell it out. Make it obvious that they're being rude.
People weren't taught. Well, I don't necessarily know if people are being – they're not being rude on purpose.
I know.
They just don't even know that they're being rude.
But that's my point. They don't know that they're being rude. So put it on the card so they know if they don't respond they're being rude.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I'll do that.
Okay. I'm glad I've
I'll
said
do
that.
That. Now, yesterday, Helen, she had her party last weekend, right?
Right.
Her magic age 7 roller skating party.
Yes.
Which is pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
I got a story to tell on Brad.
Anyway, what?
So,
stories about me.
So we didn't. Since she had so many kids come, we wanted to spend most of the time skating and having fun. And so we had cupcakes, and then we had pizza, and then we didn't open presents at the party. We kind of ran out of time. We just said, it's too much trouble. And kids don't pay attention. They're all antsy and they're not watching anyway. So we took them home. So she opened all the presents. She was so excited. And we wrote down what came from everybody. And then yesterday, we sat down and she had to write 16 thank you cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you remember being seven.
That's a long time.
But that's a lot of thank you cards to write for a seven-year-old. Okay.
Did she do a good job?
We had a talk. I said, if you can't do them nicely, and so that you're not, I don't want scribbling out, you know, where you mess up. I want it to be done nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is to say thank you for the, I didn't make her be specific. I just said, thank you for coming to my party and thank you for my present, Lil Helen. You know, we didn't get specific because, it would have taken forever. And this was hard for her. She did not want to finish. Okay. I had to make her finish. But I explained to her, this is very important that you send a thank you card and that you acknowledge that the person took the time to pick out a gift for you. You need to say thank you. People do not send thank you cards anymore. And this has become really clear to me since we did Growing Kids God's Way.
Mm-hmm.
They were big on thank you cards and teaching your kids to be thankful for things. And so ever since, we started taking that when Helen was just a baby. So from the beginning of her life, I have been a thank you card nut. And so, even her grandma and grandpa get thank you notes. Family's not required. You're not required to send family thank you notes.
No.
But it's nice. And my mom so appreciates it.
Mm-hmm.
And Meemaw loves it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just want to tell everybody, take the time to send a thank you card out. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. Just say thanks, you know. Thanks for coming. Thanks for thinking of me.
Mm-hmm. And it means
just
the
world. Taking the time
it's
to write
step.
In your hand, not...
Good.
Not
better,
typed,
best.
Not typed out, but in your hand. I know I'm old-fashioned that way. You all can make fun of me. Writing it in your hand, the personal touch.
Wait just a minute.
Putting
now.
A stamp on the envelope
wait,
and
wait,
mailing
wait,
it.
If I top it out and I put everybody's name in the BCC column of my email, that doesn't equal same? Not
okay.
Same?
Not same.
No, okay. Almost same?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you going to talk about skating? I don't understand. We went to the skating rink. We had a good time. We came home. What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so we're skating, right? And so Brad and I, we put our skates on, okay? Now, mm-hmm. neither of us have skated. I think that the last time we skated was with when we had Jay, our foster son.
That didn't count.
But we didn't really skate.
That did
because
not count.
Let me tell you, it wasn't really skating.
Let me tell you why that didn't count. Okay?
Okay.
One, we were on a skating mat, not a skating rink.
Yeah, it was like padded.
It was weird.
And I know they did that because there were a lot of little kids.
Yes, it had a plastic floor.
It was a special foster party. Yeah.
Yes. It was a place where you could roller skate and play hockey. So what it was about is a rink. And so it had actually a padded floor. It was like a hard plastic floor, but it was a lot softer.
Like a concrete skating rink.
Yes. A lot slower and, mm-hmm. And didn't hurt as bad when you fell on that kind of thing. Also, we had Jay between us, whose wheels did not turn.
He was like 19 months at the time.
And he had skates on, but they had tightened them down so tight, they didn't turn at all. So he was just walking in these very heavy shoes. That's basically all it was.
It was the cutest thing ever. Was it not cute? He was so cute.
I'm skating.
Yeah, he was holding on.
And, oh, man, he loved it, too. He was out there and just smiling and going. And, oh, man, he had a good time.
He had a blast. Anyway, okay, so that didn't count? So then the last time that you and I have been roller skating, I bet, was when I was like 13 years old. Because I didn't go skating past my 8th grade year.
No.
Okay? It wasn't cool anymore.
No.
So, okay. Now.
Yes.
So we're skating with all the little kids and we're kind of helping them. And Helen's gotten to be pretty good. She doesn't want to hold hands anymore. She just wants to skate.
Okay.
And all and her friends, once they got the hang of it, you know, they were wanting to hold our hands and we were helping them. Okay. So we finally get a break and they're playing a song. And so Brad and I hold hands and we're couple skating
around
the rink. And we're going really fast. We're like, Let me tell you, man,
it's all coming back to me. I mean, all day I've been out there. I mean, you know what? I think I could turn around backwards because I used to be able to skate backwards just as well as I could skate forward. Uh-huh. Okay. And so I'm thinking, I can do this. I mean, it's all coming back to me. If I could just figure out how to turn around, I think that if I just spun around, it would all come back to me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're skating, couple skating, right?
Yeah, it was so fun. We're skating.
And, you know, used to, when you couple skate, one of you skated backwards and the other one skated forwards.
No. Uh-uh.
Not all the time, but sometimes we did that.
Yeah.
So you're looking at each other.
Right, right.
Well, anyway, so we're skating around, and I'm fixing.
If you were good.
And I'm just getting ready to slingshot Faith. Y'all know what I'm talking about there? That's where I sort of lean into the curve harder than her, and I sling her out so she goes really fast. And I'm right in the process of doing that. I'm in the lean, and I'm pulling on, and I'm starting to pull on her a little bit, and this kid comes across the skating rink right in front of me.
Backwards. I mean, he's going the wrong direction.
Yeah. Right in front of me.
Right, I mean.
Right smack dab in front of me.
And he like barely misses Brad.
So I let go of Faith.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I let go of Faith, and I'm trying to miss the kid, and I managed, I think, pretty much to miss the kid.
Yeah,
I
don't
think
the kid fell. Got out of the way.
Now I'm off balance. Let me tell you something. It's all fun. It's all good. It's all fun and games until you hit that concrete floor at 40, okay? And I don't mean 40 miles an hour. I mean 40 years, okay? 40-year-old body hitting the concrete floor is not the same.
It was like he rehearsed it. It was like a vaudeville act. I mean, it was the funniest fall I have ever seen. You know, like
my legs.
No. Listen, You know, when Scooby Doo, when they run like in place,
yeah,
and then they take off.
Yeah.
You know, like then they take off. Well, this only it was the other. His legs were going forward, so it was up in the air, and then wham, and he falls down on his. I mean, I laughed so hard, I thought I was going to cry.
If I had just, she did cry. I cried too. If I had just fallen when the kid first stepped out in front of me, if I had just fallen down right there, you know, I was going pretty fast, I probably would have slid a little bit, but that would have been it would have been over. It would have been a controlled fall. I would have fell on my legs, you know, it would have been fine. I would have slid a little bit and everything would have been good. But no, I'm too cool for that. I'm too cool for school. I've got to stay up. I'm not going to fall. Not me. No. I've got this completely under control.
Wow. That's what it was.
And let me tell you something. That concrete hurts. It jarred my bones.
And Helen came skating out. Daddy, are you okay? Which is good because I was standing there laughing at him. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
And I hurt. I look up. I see Helen coming at me with almost tears in her eyes. I see Faith already with tears in her eyes laughing. In the split second this is all taken, she is already just almost falling down onto the floor of the skates herself. Laughing. She wouldn't talk to me the rest of the day because every time she'd look at me, she'd just start laughing.
Oh, man. You wouldn't skate with me anymore after that.
I didn't skate anymore after that.
No, you didn't really.
No.
You just kind of skated.
It was, let's get to the carpet. It was all fun and games. You hit the concrete. Let's go to the carpet now. I'm going to stay on the carpet now. So,
man, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. That was real good. How come it's always funny when I get hurt?
Because you know how to make it funny. You're just one of those people who know how to get hurt funny.
I just know how to get hurt funny.
Yep. Yep.
How do I not be one of these people? I want to know how to not be one of these people.
It's too late, honey.
It's
too late to apologize.
I want people to feel sorry for me when I get hurt. I don't want people to laugh at me.
No. I felt sorry for you because you look like a big dork falling down.
Oh, by the way, that was another thing. She distanced from me. Helen ran to me. Daddy, are you okay? Faith is skating off laughing, going, I don't know who that was.
That is a lie.
That is a lie. You weren't with me.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I was talking to your mom today.
Yes.
And you know how you told me the story about how your dad made the best white gravy ever?
Yes.
Well, that was wrong.
It's completely true.
No, your mom said he was right that I used to go, Gary, come and pick up the pan. It's gonna get lumpy, because she used a cast iron skillet and she couldn't pick it up because it was so heavy.
Yeah.
But your dad's the one who made lumpy gravy, not your mom. Your mom's the one who made good gravy. Your dad's the one who messed it up. But you did get it right that she yelled at him to come in there and pick up the pan. She said, but his stories, he remembers the story, but he's remembering it wrong. So ask your dad. Your mom's the one who made the good gravy, okay. Not your dad. I'm just saying.
You know what?
And these his stories are not. You take just a little teeny bit.
What are you talking about?
A little bit of truth, and the whole rest of it is his reality.
Now,
and
he lives just in a cotton-picking minute. And you call
me a liar? And he lives in this special little.
You're
calling me a liar now. He lives in this special place. In his own special reality.
I'm a liar. I just
it's too late to apologize.
Why do you sing that song?
I don't know. I have it in my head. And it's cool.
I don't think I appreciate being called a liar.
I didn't call you a liar. You did. I never said you were a liar.
You said there's only this much truth in any of my stories.
That didn't mean I was calling you a liar.
What does it mean?
It means that you exaggerate.
I have never exaggerated in my entire life.
You know how many times he said that? A good 200.
Only
you
three
and my
times.
Dad. The reason you and my dad get along so well.
In 1983, once in 1997, and then just now. Three times
I've
seen
that. Last week and the week before.
I don't know what are you talking
about. The reason that you and my dad get along so well is because you both exaggerate so crazily. It's insane.
Now, I do not exaggerate. Your dad is a bald-faced liar. I have never exaggerated.
Ooh, no, that was fighting words there. Ooh, boy, I'm stepping back out of that one.
All the jokes are over. Okay, so on the forum. On the forum, I started a thread called Best Roller Skating Songs Ever.
Oh, yeah,
We went over some last week. Yes. I won't go back over those, but we had some people contributing.
Okay.
So I thought we would go over it. One of the big ones that everybody voted for, which I agree with, is Jump In by the Pointer Sisters. They played that a lot at the skate
rink. Oh, my love. That
Jump
one?
In.
Jump In.
Yep.
Okay.
And Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar.
Love is a battlefield.
I don't remember that so much. I remember the song. I don't remember being played at the bowling alley. But
bowling alley?
I mean, skating rink. Well, the skating rink was at the bowling alley when I was a kid. Old Time Rock and Roll.
Oh, man. I had a friend.
An Egyptian. What?
Oh, that's a little late. I was out of skating by then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was...
The Bangles?
Yeah, that was... I was too old for skating by that song.
Old Time Rock and Roll, though. Huh?
Oh, yeah. The Butcher... What? How'd it start? How'd it go? Put those old records on the shelf.
Take those old records off the shelf. Because you're putting the old records on the shelf.
Then it doesn't make sense. You're not listening to them.
Exactly.
Take your old records off the shelf. Come on and listen to them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Bob Seger.
Wasn't that the Risky Business song?
Yes, it was. Worst song ever done. Worst song Bob Seger ever did.
Huh.
Yep. That just tells you how great...
Tom Cruise did pretty good dancing to it, though.
Those were... Tom Cruise is a nut. Okay. The Bird...
I'll give you that.
Bird is the Word.
He wasn't then. He was just a kid.
Remember Bird is the Word? Bird is the Word. I said a bird. Bird is the Word.
That's true. I haven't heard that song in ages. That's funny.
It's true.
What else?
Let's see. Another Walk Like Egyptian. Thriller, of course.
Yeah.
Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. I don't know that one. I don't think.
Sounds familiar.
I don't know.
Let's
see if I can find it.
Jump in for my love.
Jump. See here. Well,
we find it.
I don't know.
You should have queued up.
I should.
Mr. Producer Man.
I wasn't ready.
Mr. Producer, make $12,000.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird. The bird's a winner. The bird. Bird is a winner. When the bird. When the bird is a winner. When the bird.
You got to do like a B-52 dance to that. Can you see the B-52s dancing?
Yeah, I can see that. Doing the swim. Rock Me Amadeus by Falco. Mm-hmm. Saturday. How do you spell Saturday? Night Bay City Rollers. Well, at least it's got rollers in it, so mm-hmm. it's sort
of. Yeah, but
look
what happened last time we looked up roller skating songs.
It's got roller skating in the title. I don't know this song out there. Oh, wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know the song. I don't think they ever played at the skating rink, though.
Ooh, that's an old one.
It's too old for me.
Yeah, that was before me. Who is that?
Bay City Rollers, I said.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Hello.
Hello. What else?
Let's see. We got Shout by Tears for Fears.
Shout. Let it all out.
I know it's a little slow for...
These are the... I loved that album.
That was a good album.
Loved Tears for Fears.
Wow. That was a good album.
I loved that.
It's a good album. This they played a lot at the skating rink. Maneater by Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah. You roll it up your sleeves. Roll up that jacket. Come on. Shove it up, and then you got to scrunch it up. Scrunch it up, flip up the collar. You ready? You got your sock tie on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go.
I'm ready to go now.
Here she comes.
Skating backwards.
Watch out, go. She'll chew you up.
That's it. That's all we got.
That's all we got. You'll only come out at night.
Let me tell you something. Hall & Oates were awesome.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. They were underrated.
They stand up. Even though their music is very dated in its sound, mm-hmm. the songs are still good.
Well, they were
Charlie's
good
got the like the best of Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
We're jamming.
Too old.
We're jamming.
Two old men driving down the road jamming to Hall & Oates.
Sure. Why
Does
not?
Charlie know that there's music that's been released recently? Is he aware of that?
Not since 1994.
Oh, that was it? That's
that was
his
it.
Cutoff?
Yeah, that's his cutoff.
Alanis Morissette,
better than
and that
Sam.
Was it.
But yeah, exactly. It's better than Sam. Sam's 1987.
He's still listening to Journey.
1987 cutoff. What's wrong with Journey?
Nothing. But, you know, there's new stuff. Chew you up.
I don't like the way you look at me when you sing this song. So, there you have it.
Shout.
There it is.
Shout. Let it all out. Oh, I gotta. You know what? We gotta go. I gotta get that album.
Hey, the server went down.
I don't have it anymore.
Not good. What?
I don't have that. I need that album.
Which album is that?
Get me that album. Tears for Fears.
Oh my goodness.
I need
you
to get me that album.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
You know my new favorite album?
What is that?
Sarah Bareilles.
You know, that's a good album.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good album. There's about four good songs in there that I really like.
Yeah, there's. It's not a John Mayer album where I can listen to the whole thing over and over and over and over.
There's four
again.
Really good songs, though. So. There you go.
Come on. I'm talking to you. Come on. Can you see his hair? His hair's all spiked up.
Yep.
And he was short. What was that about? What was it about guys in the 80s that were all short?
I don't know.
Is that was that like the beginning of like we started eating processed foods in the 70s and our 60s and all of a sudden we've got like all short men walking around in the 80s? What was that about?
What are you saying?
I'm just, look at the bands in the 80s. They were all short.
What are you saying?
Or was it the clothes we wore that made us look short? That could have been it. Because we were all kind of slouchy, you know, wearing oversized jackets and stuff.
I see. So what are you saying about me?
I didn't say anything about you. You weren't a singer in the 80s? At least I hope not.
Me too.
What do you got there?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Hope he's queuing me out.
I think you're calling me short.
I did not call you short. Do you have a complex about your height?
Are you saying that I'm as short as a complex?
I said, do you have a complex about being short?
Did you just call me short again?
No.
Oh. No, not at all.
Okay, then.
I'm taller than you. That's all that matters.
That's true, unless I have my heels on.
Unless you have your heels on. Hey, baby, though. You know what? Even then, you got your heels on.
So that makes up for it.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. Join us again tomorrow when Faith will say...
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.